Today, the church celebrates Friday of the third week in ordinary time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Mark chapter 4, verses 26 to 34. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land, and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that, when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables he spoke the word to them, and they were able to understand it. Without parables he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples he explained everything in private. Once again this morning, we hear Jesus telling people something very important in parables, in simple words and metaphors with which they are familiar and that lead them to understand a deeper reality, a deeper truth about God. Today, he uses the metaphor of a tiny seed growing into the largest of plants with much room and shade to provide shelter for numerous birds of the air. He uses this part of life, with which people are quite familiar, to describe the kingdom of God. As the church, as the body of Christ on earth, we are called, collectively and individually, to be a part of building up the kingdom of God on earth. We are called to take our seeds, that is, our gifts, talents, and skills, no matter how small they may seem, and to plant them in our world, and to let the grace of God give strength to our efforts to bring about God's kingdom on earth.